Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, today's cattle futures market on the live cattle were mixed, but feeder cattle were quite a bit higher. The front month live cattle are June are down 2 at 118.60, but August 27 higher at 122.32. They've been on a pretty strong rally over the last five trading days. We're back above some critical support levels and moving averages and nearly to one of the highest highs we've seen on these contracts. August at the 1st of April went up just over 124, and we're at 122.30, so we're right there. And we've rallied about $6 off the low of about 116. Then the next month out after August is the October, and it was up 40 at 126.65. It looks like there was some 120 cash trade today, which was 119 to 120.50 or so. The box beef was higher again. Now choice is 314.71, up 234. Select is at 297, up $1.39. And the overall kind of consensus here on the box beef market and packer margins and so on, they've just been going up. Packer margins are somewhere around $900 a head, while feedlot closeouts, I think the last one I saw was around $80 a head. So the feeders are still making money, but the packer margins are just out of this world, and then box beef just continues to get stronger.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma.
This morning we had a USDA report, which was involved the grain futures market. They were mixed. The May corn was down 2 at 757, but December down 20.5 at 590.75. That's a pretty big sell-off from the high a few days ago of around $6.30, just three trading days ago for December. The bean market was higher here. The May's up 22.75. November finished at 14.42.75, up 11.25. That was a new high today. The July Kansas City wheat looks like it's going to be down 19.5 at 691. And that's the lowest level in about 2 weeks. The cotton futures today are also about steady, really kind of quiet here. July was up 35. December looks like it's going to be about unchanged. But this report, some changes here. Looks like the total production estimate for this next year is about 17 million bales of cotton and trickles all the way down to ending stocks of 3.1 million bales. That's the lowest in probably 5 years. The soybean ending stocks number was 140 million bushels. That was higher than what they said the last year. What had been averaging around 120 million, but that stocks to use ratio is about 3.2. And then ending stocks next year for the corn is 1.5. It's quite a bit bigger, and 10% stocks to use ratio.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.